Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart-Centered Life. Let's listen to Alex Robert Holmes and our Heart-Centered Life theme song.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
And that was Alex Robert Holmes with the Heart-Centered Life theme song. So welcome. This is a podcast arm of Heart Centered Programs, and Heart Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into your life and having purpose, passion, and play. My name is Ellen Contenti, and I am the founder and host, and I have been so excited to be doing this 12-segment series about the bigger game. I am a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops. One is on April 25th and 26th in the Los Angeles area, and one is on June 27th and 28th in New York City. And I'll tell you a little bit more about them a little bit later in the show, but you can certainly learn more about them on our website at heartcenteredprograms.com. So the bigger game, which is what this whole segment series is about, it's based on Rick Tamlin's philosophy that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one you want to live? So last show, we talked about compelling purpose is understanding our comfort zones. And if this is your first time listening in, these are all squares on the bigger game board. And that's what the bigger game is all about, is really looking at the different areas of your life to really allow you to move forward and really play big or bigger for yourself. So this show is all about comfort zones. Now, comfort zones are neither good nor bad, right? In essence, a comfort zone, they're simply habits, their behavior patterns, their routines, they're kind of default positions, and they serve a purpose at the time. The thing about comfort zones is to recognize when a comfort zone has become a danger zone. Right? And it's really important that we look at them in sort of a cost analysis basis. Now, in the past, or for those of you thinking, oh, comfort zones, right, they've got a bad rap. And the truth is that they do have a very distinct purpose. And it's only a problem if you spend too much time there, where you can become stagnant, static, and stuck. So as I said, it's important to assess at all times where you are with your comfort zones and do kind of a cost analysis basis, seeing you more than they serve you, you know, and playing your bigger game. It's time to leave them. So why don't we? Fear. We're afraid. We're afraid to take risks. We're afraid of the unknown. I know I am. But when we take calculated risks, we know they can be a really good move. And feeling unsettled can lead to breakthrough. And when we feel compelled to move out of them, right, that's when we really have more courage to step out. And that's one of the reasons why we looked at the compelling purpose square on our last show. So the purpose of the comfort zone square on the bigger game board is to provide us with a space where we can acknowledge our comfort zone and assess whether or not it's right for us right now or in the near future. So when you're standing on the comfort zone square, whether metaphorically, right, playing the bigger game literally at a workshop, or just assessing your comfort zone in your life, there's some key questions that you want to ask yourself when you're standing on the square or you're thinking about your comfort zone. And this is from Rick Tamlin's book, Play Your Bigger Game. And the key questions to ask yourself include some of the following, if not all of the following. So, number one, what are the rewards for sitting tight? So if you are in your comfort zone and literally imagine yourself wrapped up in your blanket, sitting tight, what are the rewards for being there? And then look at kind of the opposite side. What's the cost of remaining in the comfort zone? So one of the ways to think about that question is, what am I giving up by staying here? Right? And obviously the first question, what are the rewards? Well, there's lots of rewards for comfort zones. Many times it's a place where we've come to rest. Many times it's a place where, you know, we've spent years just to get to that place and we want to enjoy it, right? So there are rewards and there certainly are risks as well. So the third question, if I leave here, what better opportunities or possibilities are out there? Sometimes in the comfort zone, if we started there, we don't know what else is out there. We haven't found a hunger yet or a compelling purpose to leave. So it's important to ask that question. If I do leave here, what better opportunities or possibilities are out there? Next question to ask is it possible that I could find an even better comfort zone out there? I love that question. Is it possible that I could find an even better comfort zone out there? And think about, you know, all the times in your life where you were in a place that felt comfortable and you really didn't want to leave. And yet years later, when you look back, you realize, wow, I'm so glad I left where I am now. And really what that translates to is I'm so much happier now, right? So what would it look like? What would an even better comfort zone feel and look like, which is the next question. So it's about really getting in touch with what are the things that you want in your life, right? How do I want to play big or bigger? What do I envision for my future? So what would an even better comfort zone feel and look like? I know for myself right now, I'm thinking, you know, my dream house with the wraparound porch and a new bed and new comforter, literally comfort zone, new couch, new carpet. I am so ready for our new place to live, as you can tell. And then the last question, does this comfort zone serve me and my bigger game? And that's a really important question. Does this comfort zone, where I am right now, serve me and my bigger game? So the overall problem for many of us, even when we no longer want to be where we are, we still cling to our comfort zone because it feels safe, right? Many people, including myself, have stayed in jobs for too long for this reason. We've stayed in relationships for too long for this reason. You know, we've stayed in our childhood homes or even the towns that we grew up in, that we've outgrown for this reason, because it feels safe. So when the rewards for staying in your comfort zone start to disappear or diminish, we know that's the time to take a bold step and move out of them. That's where the push of the hunger and the pull of your compelling purpose really takes over. when we are no longer, right, we're not getting the rewards any longer by staying in that comfort zone. What's really operating within us at that time is that push, right, that hunger inside for something different, and we're being pulled towards something else. So like many people, right, I have stayed in my comfort zones for longer than I should have many times in my life. As I said, I've done it in jobs, you know, where I knew I just didn't want to do what I was doing anymore. I wasn't happy. I wanted to do something else, but I was comfortable, right? I was comfortable with a regular job. I was comfortable with a paycheck. I was comfortable where I lived. And because I really wasn't sure what else I wanted, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to stay where I am. Right. And for me, it was getting laid off, getting fired, new relationships being, you know, moving me in a different direction, kind of forced me out of my comfort zone. But recently, one comfort zone that I recognized for myself was the comfort zone of being a trainer for employee assistance program vendors, which I love, right? And I'm doing that, and I love doing that. But what I realized was, it wasn't using all of my talents, all of my skills, and I definitely hungered for more in my life. And I felt myself about a year ago being literally pulled to attend a bigger game workshop in New York. And now I know Rick for years, and it was something I always was curious about, but never really took steps to learn more about it. And then I found myself, for some reason, being pulled in that direction. And it was in the bigger game workshop that I found that I was being literally compelled to become a bigger game trainer. It was, I knew the opportunity for me to step out of my comfort zone of just doing what was safe and step into doing something that was bigger than me. So where do you stand in your own comfort zone? Are they serving you right now, or are they costing you? Are you ready to leave it for something new, no matter how scary? Well, let's find out, because our next show on Friday, April 3rd, 10 a.m., we are going to explore that next layer on the bigger game board, gulp, right? And when you hear that word, gulp, that is that feeling within you that is scary and yet exciting at the same time. So we'll explore how do we go from the hunger zone, the comfort zone, to taking that next step in gulp. So in time for that, I want you to really be thinking about, right, what is it that you're hungry for? What do you feel compelled to? And then if you want to learn more about the bigger game, you can go to Rick Tamlin's website, biggergame.com. You can go to heartcenteredprograms.com to learn more about the workshops that I'm doing around the bigger game as well. And I want you to just feel your own hunger within. And if you feel compelled to bring the bigger game to your organization, drop me a line and we can put together a workshop for your company, for your team, for your organization. So I'll talk to you all on Friday. And let's close out our call today with our Heart-Centered Life theme song, Alex Robert Holmes, Heart-Centered Life. Talk to you all Friday, and have a beautiful heart-centered day.
Think you're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. to put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife, and listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start.